Nimbay Zamanalis, Srimay, Parakasiri, Halopinim. Kiltam, Shinafal, Shinafla, the Tokabor, Shemayim. What we mean, as we mentioned yesterday, about Kiltam, again, it's not that, I think they translate it in Fenugreek, not that that helps me very much, but what's special is, oh, it's Skilda. Oh, okay. Well, if it's silver, then you know what it is. Okay. Yeah, yeah. But what's unique about it is that the eighth, it's Tam eighth, the Pilyar Shabbat. So the eighth part also has the Tam of the Pilsen. So here our question is, if it's Truma, does the taste that comes from the eighth also answer? See, that's what we're getting into here. So the Pilsen falls into a partial mind. If you're talking about a problem of truma or maitreshini, then the way to estimate it is in yesh bezera kidei mitzvah tam avolo be'eitz. You only look at the din of the zera itself, the seeds which have the taste, but the eighth part is in truma, and therefore you don't have to include it because truma is only chal on something which is ma'achal adam, and it's not ma'achal adam even though it has the same taste in it. But thinking if you're talking about shi'is, or Hegdish, then you have a problem. Because by Shvi'is, Ma'afal Behema is also Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi'is, in which case the eighth is considered to be Ma'afal Behema. And then you can't just paskin the Kedusha Shvi'is and Manaviyu and so on, I'll leave it a taste of the Zera. The same thing is true about Kloya Karim. By Kloya Karim, the eighth itself becomes also. So if you had planted Tilson in a Karim, then the eighth of the Tilson also is giving taste, and that too is also. And of course, Hegdish has nothing to do with the eighth of the pre. The whole thing is Hegdish. And therefore, in those three cases, we have to analyze the Yesh Bezera Ube Eitz, Kedei Mitzvah Tam. The shiur over there would be, if between the Zrayim and the wood there's a taste, you would also have to offer it. Yishahayu lo chavileit yotan shel kiloi hakerem yidloku. If you have the actual branches of Kiltan, if it's Kloy HaKeren, you have to burn it. And what it's coming to tell me is that even if it was Batal B'Matayim, which is the Derech of the Bittul of Kloy HaKeren, not like Truma, which is Benea, but since it's Chavilot, it's considered to be something that is never going to become Batal because it's Chashivim. And as Chashivim, it's not Batal. Therefore, it has to be burnt. But you will Chavilot Kiltan Shel Tevel. Let's say that you had chavilin. So that they're tied together. Now you have eight together with the thing. What you can do is you can be kotesh, you can grind it, and then you put it through a filter to get out the wooden parts. And then mechashev kamazera yeshba. We can see within the entire mixture what the proportion is of zera to the wood. And on the basis of that, umafrish et azera, you can take now for the part that you had ground up, you could take off truma on everything that's there, in proportion, you prorated haliba, the amount of zera, then talk about hafish eta eight. And then, of course, the part which is eight, which you know sounded, I only did 10% of it now. I ground it up and I sifted it. Now I see that maybe, let's say, 2% of the mixture is edible zera. I take out from this part truma on the rest of it, only let's see the proportion of the zera. So he's mafrish that. In his rish, now, if he took off truma first, lo yomar et tosh, if you have it now, and he took off truma when it was fixed, so lo yomar et tosh et tola to eight, that tena to zera. At that point, he can't say, well, but even when I took off truma, even though I took it when it was still mixed, obviously the truma is a chal on the eight, and therefore I'll do my grinding now and I'll keep the eight for myself. And that I can get to my animals. I need to take off truma from this. Elenotena to eight, ve et hazera. Once he called it truma, then the truma is chal on the rabbanon on the eight too, even though it doesn't answer like the first part of the Mishnah said. Frekta Gemara, wait a second, what do you mean to go ahead and to measure to negative the eight? The inner eight pull game? I mean, it's the most timeless gun. Even if it was Shvita, even if it was Hegdish, what's the difference? Most timeless gun shouldn't answer anyway. Take out the words of the Chodrupal game. Matnitin kamad yom and notin tam with gam asur. Well, our Mishnah is going like the Shita we saw before, Rabbi Meir made the time of gam adulter. So, asiru kamad yom and notin tam with gam mutar, modahu ha'afa. I say, even if it was the Mandi Omar, who also has time with Gamas Mutir, would be Moda over here, who also, why? Lama, called Abash Lachlala Pachotil Tanu Mashbiyah. Because, in this particular case, since the wood itself has the same time as the tree, it's considered to be Nurse Zama Sheva. Because the fact that you may have pieces in there your own life, that isn't the time. The time is fine. The time is okay. So I'm only talking about asking the time. Now you say, but I'd much rather not have the splinters. What does that have to do with the time? The time is a good taste, and therefore the whole thing is about taking on the shepherd. The kama he's kabilah. When we say it's a dover choshev, and therefore you delayku, because it's not going to be brought to bimatayim. I mean, that doesn't mean anything at all, the size, does it? What's the shir of a kabilah? Etrim v'chamisha zirim. It means 25 stalks of silkan are too choshev to be brought on. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the arba minhon, four of such stalks are considered to be a mita, the gabi, the dinib of tuma. So it says over, it says in Kalin that a mita is matame as a chavila. So in other words, when it wasn't yet untied and broken up into pieces. So when we're talking about what the shear is over there, it's four, because you need over there four, you need two, you need four stalks. You need two as the sides, and two as the headboards, and the footboard. So these stalks. No, but it says over there, it's still Matame Chavila, even before you, but what there doesn't mean 25. Why would you need 25? You need to have enough for the frame. It's Matame already is a Nita. And don't get mixed up the Chavila here by Shrumas, I mean by Klaasheim actually, with the din of Chavila by Kalim. Mirusi Amra, Ashin b'chavilot, hein nit balot. Which means while they are now still in this state, so you can be told of them. You're telling me over here that they have a din of being makabel tumah. So that means the tilta, from the time that it was put into chavilot, if that's the case, they've already become chayav in tevel, and now, apparently putting it in this fashion is already the gemar malacha. In other words, we don't have a separate gemar malacha for piling or something like that, by tilta, that we would have by grain itself, and therefore you need to take off trumas and maisas, even though you haven't as yet ground it up and taken out the zera and thrown a nut and so forth. Because since it says over here, chavilei tilton, and it calls them chavilei tilton and tevel, and says they're not going to be bato, obviously they were already chayav and tevel as chavilei. And that proves us that they were nitbalin, that they became tevel, even from the point at which they were still in the chavila. Me'ata, the afilu shibolim. Why can't we say the same thing then by grain? What are you saying? Normally, I always understood the reason that grain is not considered to be gemar malacha is because it's attached to the stalk. And if I tie up a bunch of grain in an almond, it's not finished. I have to take off the grain and the stalk. The tilta has to do the same thing. So you go, why is it the kabila of tilta the equivalent of an omer of pekin? And yet, omer means where it's tied up, right? And yet, the din is that an omer of pekin is not considered to be, it's not to be mitzvah. So they have to have the shibolim. Why wouldn't I be mechayev also for trumas and meiser if it's a shibolet that's still attached before the ruach, that's still attached to the straw? Answers the Gemara. Because the norm of Torah is simply that you bring it into storage only after you've gone through the process of the winnowing and so on and so forth. Masha Enkin, Tilton is a spice. Tilton is used at a very slow rate. So you pile it up and you knead it. It's a hassle. You knead it, you grind it, and then you take out the stuff that you need. So you can't say that there's a Gemar Malacha that comes at one time. This is a Gemar Malacha as far as the field is concerned. The rest of it is food preparation, not Gemar Malacha, the field stuff. So when you buy it, it's like some people have like cinnamon, they keep it fresh, and they grind it up. So when you say that, the Gemar Malacha of the cinnamon is only when you grind up all the cinnamon. I don't want to grind up all the cinnamon. I store it, but after like this. Same thing is true by field stuff. Balo chaviot matnitim. Okay, well, I don't understand. What about wine? Wine, you could certainly bring in to your house, and yet we said earlier that it's not considered to be gmar malachtan for teva until such time as you do the machlokas, and you need to do the you know, the skimming and the second skimming and so on. But certainly, you have to take off at least the junk that floats up to the top in order to make it to higher than teva, and you bring it into your house even so in the chavis. So why is it necessarily that a defining issue? The fact that you would be willing to bring your silk in like this, you're saying, therefore, it was all, the fact I bring it in means it's, at that point that I make it a chavila, it's already higher. And a barrel. So you just say, the fact that I made it a barrel and I'm ready to bring it to my house makes it higher. But it doesn't. This is the Gemara. Because in Gidulei Hemlachim, it's not normal to, you're right that people could do it, but the norm is that if you're taking care of wine, you're processing a lot of wine, you don't put it in barrels, bring it into the house, and then go through this thing. It's all part of the manufacturing process. You leave it in the gut, you wait until it starts bubbling up, and you can take off all the junk, and then you close it again, and then you bring it into the house. And therefore, it's not considered to be gemar malacha, but over here, the tilton, the elu, the way in which both the manufacturer, grower, and the householder would deal with it would be, take it just the way it is. It's not worth processing it up front. Halakha Dalet, Paragraph 3. They say chulin shekapshanim zeitei truma. Suppose you took olives and you pickled them together with olives of truma. Pitzuei chulin. Or you have the broken up olives. So now the pitsuim are much more bolea. So over here,
let them open the
soft. Yeah, they're soft already. The chulin are not pitsuim. So in other words, the chulin are closed, and the other ones are pitsuim. So we're saying pitzuei chulin in pitzuei truma. So if you mix pitzuei chulin with pitzuei truma, or even pitzuei chulin with shleimei truma, or the mei truma, in all these cases it's us. But if the chulin is shleimim and the truma are pitzuim, then the shleimim do not absorb from pitzuim. So both of them are pitzuim, or both of them are shleimim, and so on. So then we say that it absorbs it. And even if it's the mei truma, which means this is now, I use the same solution to pickle the olives of truma, and then I kick out the truma, but I use the same solution to pickle the chulin. So now the tam of the truma and the oil of the truma is in there. So the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yonah, those are merits to chuin bolinu polchin because inu bolin. Apparently, you see from here that once an olive is patua, it's going to be bolea from the truma, even though the truma is shalim, because we said it's a tsuya chulin. And even though you could taina that, I mean, if it's polea, it's going to be polate. I mean, because it's patua, isn't it? So if it's patua, isn't it being polate? Nonetheless, the truth is they are. But because of the constant exchange of in the medium of what it is that they're being polea, they constantly exchange material. In other words, some of the oil goes in from the outside, comes out from the inside, goes out again. So it's going around in a circle. It's not that we say, well, if they're in a state of being polate, then they're not going to be bolea, which is sometimes as far when something is polate, it's not bolea. But over here, it's a constant circle. So apparently that's what happens over here, because otherwise this would be on in the mission doesn't make any sense. It must be that the two in our bowling, and that ain't up to the poet, but they're closing the blown. Shleimim, on the other hand, are bolin upolkin, but they're not going to be bolea again. The shleimim may be bolea, you know, a little bit. And if they are, they will be polite whatever they're bolea. Enough, in other words, that it's not nicker within it. The Mamela, the Shleimim, we don't view as being usher from the Pitsurim of Truma. had a amra lola sheva, the lola gam asur. Now that this means, if you're telling me that the zaytim of chulin that absorb the same taste from the zaytim of chulin, I mean obviously that's not adding any tam. They have the same tam that they had before, right? So in other words, until now we've always talked about no tam of sheva and no tam of gam. When you have no same tam, but it's not the sheva and it's not the gam. It's the same tam that was always here. You see that anyway. We consider it to be author. So in other words, don't think that you should only say no tam of sheva is author. The truth is that even no same tam of the same tam, that was min bimino, which is neither sheva nor pagam, is also going to author. Otherwise, the Mishnah doesn't make any sense. Which means that the Mishnah, the way we're learning it, would be going according to everybody. So it's going not necessarily. Maybe Masnitin, this is like a law. Masnitin or Rabbi Shimon. In other words, we could say that maybe the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, I'm a Nosin Tam with Gan, is Osir. Maybe the point over here is that Nosin Tam with Gan is Osir. Maybe the point is that in a case where something is not the Shavuot, not with Gan, fine. Whereas if you hold Nosin Tam with Gan as Mutter, then maybe Nosin Tam Lo with Gan, but Lo with Shavuot would also be Mutter. So if you hold Nosin Tam with Gan itself is Osir, so then Kol Shekein Nosin Tam that's not with Gan is going to be Osir. Right? Nosin Tam that's neither with Gan or with Sheva. It's certainly Osir. Nosin Tam with Gan is Osir, so for sure Nosin Tam Shalom with Gan is Osir. But you can't bring a riot if you hold only that Nosin Tam with Gan is Mutter, so maybe Nosin Gan with Sheva Shalom with Gan is Mutter. And you're jumping to conclusion over here, because you're saying that the fact that it's not Nosin Tam with Gam, even though it's not Nosin Tam with Sheva, that's the reason it's Osir. Who says? Maybe it's Osir because even Nosin Tam with Gam is Osir. But this is certainly the Osir.
That means that you're putting two of the same things together.
So. Maybe two of the same things are only Osir according to Man Yomar, and Nosin Tam with Gam is Osir. So giving a taste which is the same taste is not worse than giving a worse taste. But if you hold, you need to have the taste which is Mesheva. This is not Mesheva.
Isn't the whole point of the taste actually just the taste
of the no. Taste? No. No, it should not, because otherwise nothing in time with Gam should also be us.
Right.
But it's not.
No.
That's what we're saying. But if you hold that it is, then you're right, and that would explain the Mishnah. So then who cares? The point is the taste is here, it's us. So you can't prove to me that lo l'shevach v'lo l'gam is also from here. Maybe it's only because of l'gam is also, and it's not worse than that. So therefore, the Rebbe Shimon says that l'gam l'gam is also. What do you mean, Rebbe Shimon? Rebbe Shimon, I'm l'gam l'gam mutter. I thought you just had a matlock between Rebbe Shimon and Rebbe Meir, and he said it was Rebbe Meir who said no, l'gam l'gam is also. Why do you say it's Rebbe Shimon? You should have said the mission is going like Rebbe Meir, who also says l'gam l'gam is also. Maybe. So, and how did you just switch around what we just had before? Well, it's Kahada. When I said it's Rabbi Shimon, I was saying it's like the following Rabbi Shimon. You misunderstood what I was saying. I was not coming to tell me that the Mishnah is going like the Man Yomar holds Nosin Tam of Gam is Osir, and that is Rabbi Shimon who holds Nosin Tam of Gam is Osir. I'm coming to say that this Mishnah that says that Lola Shabbat, Lola Gam is Osir, is going according to Rabbi Shimon. It's true, the Mishnah is definitely saying it. However, you should know that it's not necessarily the normative halacha, because we see later on that this is Rabbi Shimon's Shita. And there is, however, another Shita that always Min B'Mino is Mutter. If you hold Min B'Mino is Mutter, what do you think? Essentially, you're saying that something that tastes the same doesn't add anything. The miller remains Osir. So therefore, I would say, you assume that meant Rabbi Shimon called the Son of God. I would think I Rabbi Shimon, to the following Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Shimon says that Krub shall Shakya, Shoshoko and Krub shall Baal. You have the same taste. You have a Krub that grows in a Shakya. Shakya is Yerushalmi's word for Beit HaShlaki, a place that is Mushka, a field that has irrigation in it. So you need therefore it's a Beit HaShlachim because it's a dry field and needs irrigation, versus a klub that grows in a field of Baal, which is in this case also for some reason, it's Shruma, was the case over there. So he holds it's also with Neshubolea. Since it absorbs, the Shalshaka is always dry because it's too dependent on irrigation. So, but it still absorbs the taste. Seems here according to Rabbi Shimon, maybe Mino is Osir. Maybe those who argue Rabbi Shimon over there, and all Mimbe Mino is Mother, this is Rabbi Akiva Shisa, so maybe he would all over here, but Kalam is no Osir. Since it's Mimbe Mino, there's no recognizable taste, why should it be Osir Bekalam? Mishnah Hey. Halacha Hey. Dog Tameh, Shekop Shol in Dog Tohar. We now have a mixed brine from Dog Tohar and Dog Tameh. So, kol gered, every single barrel, shuhu machzik sa'atayim, that normally these barrels that hold two saw of fish, in yeshko bo mikkal asara zuz dag tamei, tirol asur. If it has, contains within it, 10 zuz weight of dag tamei, then it's, up till that amount, we would say that the sauce that comes out of the duck tame is duck. And therefore you're allowed to eat the sauce. And this 10 zuz is 10 zuz out of satay. And the Gemara is going to discuss what kind of strange relationship of that is in terms of numbers. Because it's like it's a relationship of close to 1,000 to 1. And it's 960. Okay, so the reason that over here that we do not want to rely on shishim that we would normally rely on is because the dutame, being as it's a birna, they were machmer even on the tier. Even though normally, because since the birna is here, we view the tier as an extension of the birna to some extent. Normally a birna is something that's not buffalo, because it has its own, it's one of the things that are never detailing, right? It's a heart sugar. It's still in its normal shape. You have the dog coming here and you have the dog tar. The dog coming is never going to be bottled in the dog tar because it's a full organism. And therefore, for sure it's not bottled.
Is it still in its brine?
No.
Oh, it's
yeah, the brine comes from the fish. But the shaila is, do we treat the brine as a separate product and therefore it's not a birya? Do we say since the fish that gave it is here and is a birya, so we're masna? As it turns out that we're masna for a much bigger shear, because if the klal is something here that's yotze from the birya, we give it the chumra of the birya to some extent. But this we'll discuss in your mind. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi eat the sautai. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's one revia. The revia is halug, that's a shear which is a more normal shear. It's one out of close to one out of 200, which is the shear they'll have anyway for Kloya Karam and so on. So according to him, that would be the shear that would ask him. He says the shear is 1 out of 16. And if it's less than that, then it's another, which means 1 out of 17. It was the echad l'meya. In other words, it's 1/2 is what it really means. 1/2, 16. So out of a total of 17, you have 16 that would be tar, or one that would be tumah. That's the shear. But anything less than that would be okay. Chagavim. Tzvayim shenich bishun chagavim torin. How about if you have pickled grasshoppers? And some of these are kosher, and some of these are not kosher. And now you have mixed pickle and juice from lechora from the birya. In that case, lo kotzlu atziran. The tzir of a chagav is not also b'klal. Because it's considered to be sam zeya b'alma. And it doesn't have any real, it's just moisture. It doesn't have any real iser in it. And it's only an iser d'rabbanan. So mamelo lo kotzlu atziran. D'rabbanan never asked the taluvas of chagavim to make him with olim in tzir. Hey, Rabbi Tzadok, al tzir chagavim tmeim shuhu tahor. And indeed, Rabbi Tzadok was made that it's mamish tahor in the sense that it's not considered to be a makshir either. We'll see. He doesn't really mean tahor to eat. He means tahor in terms of hakshir kabbalah tuma. Son in Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi, that the Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi had a series of brises that came from Bardalia. So he learned over Bardalia's brises that a dog tahor tafel. You have a tafel, which means an unsalted dog tahor, that was kavush together with a dog tamei, where the dog tamei is malia. It's awesome. Because since the tamei is the one that's salted over here, then the salted one, the din is malia, has a din of roteach. It's considered to be hot. So since now the tamei is roteach, it's going to give out its tam into the dog tahor. And the mela, it's the issue over here, apparently, seen in that brisa, is that we're talking about a problem of malia, not because we have a problem of birya in the tier. But funny, Rabbi Chia madicho umutar. What about Rabbi Chia? Says he just wash it off and then it's mutter, and here it's in juice. Rabbi Mana man yama mutar. If you hold that it's mutter, it would only be that you put them both in simultaneously into the juice, and now it would turn out that they both therefore began plita at the same time, and then you remove them. So then he's saying, wash it off, it'll be tar. Why? Because since it was toruv to be pole, it won't be balea. The same thing like we have by Dom. When you salt a piece of meat, so you say, why doesn't the meat absorb the blood that's coming out of the meat? Then it should be answering itself with the blood that was furnished for it. Huh? It's like even the tree-day leaflet, it's not balea. Here too, that's what he's talking about. You put it in at the same time, that's the problem. If you take a piece of meat that was already salted, you'll now put it together for the salt that half an hour before. Now you put a new piece of meat on top of it. Now you'll have a problem, because one piece of meat was stopping polate while the other one is still being polate. It'll start being polate the blood from the other one. So if you were kovish, then the blood, aka, to the neophinani, he's saying it's perfect. It's mutter, because you just wash it off.
What?
Whereas our Mishnah,
why is it being polite?
Salt causes plita.
So we're talking about the couple over here.
No, in our case, he's saying it's a separate question. But there's a mandiyama who says about a case of kabush that if you have two types of fish, kosher or not kosher, you can actually eat the kosher fish anyway.
No.
You put them both into the water of kibush. We're not just going back on that case.
So
this is Tom about the case in our Mishnah.
The
it isn't. You know, Shanti always does this. It doesn't indicate to you when to switch gears. That's part of the.
Now, Tony
is back on the Mishnah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there shouldn't be any problem with the non kosher fish, the claw. Because the kosher fish should be edible just by washing it out. Okay, so it makes an afkamina if you put it in together, or if you put in one after the other. If you're bekoshim, zachazeh, so there, you first put in the one, the dog and the hoster. In which case, after it was polite already a little bit, now you put in the dog of answer. Now the first fish, when it stops being polite, so now you're going to have a problem of a kovush, because it's going to be absorbing its taste. It'll be polite in a isser. Before now, it gets to being polite, all of its stuff. So therefore, we have to know what our case is. Teda l'chashu kena, and for sure it's got to be this case. It's amina, because what it says in the Mishnah, is the mission we had before, is b'mei truma, right? So b'mei truma is also. Now, what does b'mei truma mean? That means I use this solution to be kovish the original olives, and then I put in the chulin olives into it. So by definition, Moshe Kavshan Zachazah, I mean, by definition, I'm using b'mei truma. So it means I first used it for zeichim of truma, then I put in zeichim of chulin. So it's telling me that if I previously had the tam in it, of yitzer, or of truma in this case, and the next mishnah would follow the same format, the next Alamishnah. Alamishnah is talking about yitzer mamish. That mishnah was talking about truma. But the format is the same. If something absorbs the taste of yitzer, so then if I put something into it now, which is hefer, it will absorb already the taste of the yitzer. Masha'in came, if I put it in simultaneously, so the plita will be at the same time. The police is at the same time. There won't be Bolea. Okay, so in which case, that's undoubtedly our mission is a continuation of that. It's also talking about Bishikov Shamzaka then. Now, the Mishnah gave a strange here. Kol Gav Shemat Zik Satayim. Any bow that holds Satayim, so, one second, so Kama Sa'ata Avda, how much is that in Lurgin? So, a Sa'ah is Avda Esrim Varba Lurgin. In other words, there's 24 Lurgin in a Sa'ah, right? And now, Kama Lurgin Avda, how many litrin are in a lug? Parsin litrin, okay? So from the 24 lug, we end up with 48 litrin, right? Okay. So now in two, as we're talking about Sartayim, in two, we would have 96. Vakana litrin of the Maya Zinin, Zinin or Zuzin. Now how many Zuzin now are in a liter? 100. So it turns out that our 96 now become 9600. There's 9600 Zuzin in Susa, it turns out. So now you're saying, Nimsa, kol asara zin, echad b'chamayot b'shishim. So it now turns out that we're talking about a relationship of 1 to 960. It's an enormous year, right? So what exactly is the basis of this? Hori Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Bon, that in a case, this is Bachabara, there is actually, I don't know whether it's the same place, but that's what they named that area around Svat, right? There's a Machlokas here, whether it's referred to, a number of times we had before where... Afkar, Susan? Right. That's what you might mean. So there's some that hold that he passed him in Akbara, but there's others that understand that the meaning of yours when a mouse fell into something. He was talking about not the Akbara in the town of Akbara, which we usually find, but that in this case we're talking about a bria. So they learn it means an ash that was falls into a pot. But in any event, the shear of the bria of the juice was chad le'ela. If you have 1 to 1,000, so then it would be bottled. But less than that, a bria won't be bottled, or if somebody has a bit of a bria, won't be bottled if it's less than 1 to 1,000. So he's even more modern.
And for various men
are bottled.
Where is it coming?
They would learn that it's not only something that we're being mocked with coming from a bria, but if you learn Bhagavara, it means a bria mamish. But in other words, that either like the Briskulov says, there's a sheer also to Vashu. You're going to say somebody drops mamish again. So, you know, there were people that last year actually they stopped using the water from the Kinneret for Pesach. Because the Arabs, the picnic there, and they drop bread. They asked us, Briskulov, in other words, how can we drink the water? Mashu, you call us the Mashu, but the Mashu is also something. It's not nothing. There's a sheer, okay, there's a not bottle. This thing's a 1 in 1,000 already. It's as if it's not there before. And you find the same thing by Tzitzeret. In Yotz Vidof Yol Yolam. Okay, but there's some at all, but the Yolam, like the Yerushalmi, it says, you know, three times. If you're Margulis, you know, three times already be okay. Okay, so now, it's according to the 1 in 1,000. Okay, now here you have to read the piece of Rabbi Abu later. Rabbi Abu over here got transplanted to the other Rabbi Abu. So on Rabbi Abu, Fashabit Yata Korov Lamatayim. So Rabbi Abu said, I figured out the Shiurim over here, the Rabbiat in the Satayim that you said, and it works out close to 1 out of 200, because if you figure it out again in terms of lugin, we have 24 lug in a saw, which means 48 in satayim, which means a revius would be 1/4 out of the 48, which means that it's close to, if it would be 50 instead of 48, it would have been 1 in 200. Okay, here it's 1 in 48. Fine, so it means it's 1 out of 192, but it's Korov Lamatayim, right? 4 times 48 is where we get a revius of lug. And there you have basically 192 of these Revi Talugim in two Tzah. And that's how it fits in. Rabbi Avu became Rabbi Yitzchak the Chanina. Rova Tzir. Busa'atayim Tzir. What we're talking about over here is a one Rova Halug, is what we're talking about, in two Tzah of Tzir, but it's only talking about the Tzir. It should say, the Ein Dar Tzahar Matzil. When Rabbi Yehuda is giving his shir about one rova in Satayim, he was not saying in Satayim in the barrel, he was saying in Satayim of the Tzir Tahar. You cannot add the volume of the Dugim Tahorim to be Mevato, the Tzir of the Dugim Tameim, because they're not part of the Taruvus. The Taruvus is the Taruvus of the Tzir. I could see the Dugim Tahorim, I certainly don't see them as mixed. And you have to look at the whole thing only in terms of the Tzir, which is the Shiloh, and not in anything else. Rabbi Elah, B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Bar Chiya, Rova Tzir B'Satayim Dogim V'Tzir. He knows that we do include the Dogim, because they're also the Vav of the Tom. And therefore, when he said over here Satayim, which is the Mashmaut, he says any bow that holds a Satayim, so it's all these Satayim together with the Doktor. Also, Uvda Kanei Rabbi Yoshia. And in fact, Maisa came to Rav Hoshea to ask him what the din was, but holy thing. And he was Mera Allah Ala Maisa, that you could include the volume of the Dugim together with the Tzir Tahar. The Tzani came, the Medavari Mamuri, where do we say that you need a Tzayim, Tzir, Dafka, Bizman, Shishole, Rishon, Rishon, Umei Miach, Lefana? If you're taking the fish out of the Tzir, you're taking them one by one, and now you're putting them in front of you, not together with the Tzir. So then, in Akinami, it's not included in the measurement of the Tzir. Shemutar la'asot yaseder hazeh, and it's okay to do such a thing when you had the shear of one rova in the Satayim, the 192. So in other words, if you have that shear in the Tzir, then it's okay. So when you take the dogim out of the Tzir, you're going to say, but at that point you're not being Messiah, the Dugim with the Tzir. It doesn't matter. Because our order is Mavakala. But, Avimayashola, Rishon, Rishon, Omeniyat, La'acharav, if, however, you would sit them out one by one, and you leave now the rest to sit in the Tzir, so then, people Yoter, Mikaseder Azeh, Mutar, if you would have over here, more even, those the Dugim would be mitzarek without the Tzir, al yedei ila. And as we have to use some kind of head, because the Dugim indeed are separately nicker. Namela, they shouldn't be mitzurif over here. But with some kind of heter, with some kind of ila, meaning some kind of excuse, they were matir the Tzir. The reason they were matir the Tzir is because the emes minirayas of the Tzir is only zeh b'yama, and I'm going to show you that that's true. That as long as you have some kind of shita, then you could be matzaret even the dogim. So in a case by the Gubnata, which is the name of a river, it was ikakalit. What they did was the goyim had taken over this area for Avodah Zorah. And the Shaul, Rabbi Chagai, the Rabbi Babar Zavda, so they asked him, what's the halacha over here of the things now? I mean, does that mean that the Tuesday took over this river for the church? So now everything is out here? And he said, no, Dabar Shalabi, I mean, on that side, you can't go and say something that belongs to the Tzibur belongs to the church. So the Mela, doesn't make any Nakamina. The Al Yedei, he lost. The truth is, the goyim also have a right to this river. Tell me, what's it going to say? That itself should have been enough to answer it. It's mixed now with Takuva Tzav by the Zara. They're using it. Even though the Rabbana normally would have asked you to use it, but really within the church for sure. But the truth is that itself is only the Rabbana, because it's something that Mechuber can't become out. So the Melech, so he used this as an excuse together with the whole thing is only drawn on in any way. And so he said, well, it's a, It's a even though it's not completely true, because in this case some of it certainly can be viewed as shalom. So you see that Yulan and this and the Rabbanan that we're being mocked at something, we find some way out of it. We're not so mocked on it. So by Yudei Yulan, I should say over here, it was mutter. Yeah, sticking those words after Inonesa. Rabbi Yaakov Azad Yom Rabbi Yitzchak Sha'al the Ilan the Alini Garta. We ask the problem, Shiloh. These igartas, these letters that arrive from overseas. Lo gayet lukis kashivehen. Now, the names that are signed on it are what? On these various gittin and so on contracts. Gayet, Lucas, George, Harry. I mean, they sure don't sound like Jewish names, right? Nonetheless, we always accept these contracts. You know what I'm saying? But Chris, that must be a great signature. So why are we mocking it? We have to honor it. Are you the Elah? Because we say, okay, but there's plenty of Jews that go around with Christian names. We don't need now to define everyone that comes that we have to prove that it's Jewish. We assume it's a chazor for someone signing a contract. And it's dumb, even though it says Christopher Warren on it, it's still a Jewish guy. So you see that Ayudei law, we're willing to be mocked or something. In which case, it should say here, Hanami Ayudei law, yes, we were mocked Ayudei law. Rabbi Sadak, oh, a tzir chagavim tmeim. He said he was made, paid al tzir chagavim tmeim. Shulutahar. Mahutahar. What is he saying that they're a tahar? Tahar milah shir. It means that it was tahar not to be mashal a kabal tuma. Because since tzir dogim is it's veya, and it's not one of the seven mashtim, so it's not going to be matame, it's not going to be mashal a kabal tuma. Hala tamei, if you will call shir, the tamei, but for it itself to become tamei, Magabi that he wasn't saying that it wasn't tahar. So this is major machlokas rishonim between the Rambam and the Ravid. The sheva mashkin, are they sheva mashkin only legabi the dinim of hashul kabbalas tuma, or the sheva mashkin legabi tuma the kalal? According to the Rambam, any mashkin that's not the sheva mashkin is the kalal not the kabbalas tuma. But the Ravid time is based on this sugya. But here we're saying that they have certainly been the kabbalas tuma. Because the tzaddik is saying the tzaddik is only mashkin on Hefsher and Kabbalah Tumah. Apparently there's a difference between Hefsher and Kabbalah Tumah. You don't need to be from the Zion Mosh. Okay? So, all kinds of approaches. Whether it's a specific Gezerah, or whether he had a different, he learned to figure a different phase of the Hefsher. But anyway, certainly the possible thing is Mosh from my mind. Will we hold him?
Yes, thank you.
We'll give him one thing.